Hallelujah. What Judy was sharing, I just got this thought about. Have you ever read the temple and all of the ornaments in the temple and everything, and looked at it and said, "How in the world did they make that?" You know, and that was man's best effort, but it wasn't anything compared to man's effort when we worship. The Lord said He's building and layer upon layer and layer upon layer, you know. And it's turning out beautiful. It'd be like throwing paint at a wall and it's beautiful. And then you throw on another bucket and it's beautiful. And then you throw on another bucket and it's beautiful. And when He does it beautiful, it's not like some kind of art that I can't understand, but then I'm not really an art expert, so I don't guess maybe that I understand any of it anyway, right? But you know, that we have to understand that our prayers are building something beautiful. Our worship is building something beautiful. It's something that God can work with. And it's something that He can work back into us, that He can bring to remembrance for us. You know? Don't neglect so great a salvation. Don't neglect when the Lord is working and massaging something back in. You know, entertain it. Entertain the blessing of the Lord and the wonderfulness of the Lord. You know, it's when people don't grasp the wonderfulness of the Lord, they don't grasp the wonderfulness of the Lord. Profound, isn't it? But it's true. If we only knew, Jesus said to the woman at the well, He said, "If you only knew the gift I have for you. If you only knew," you know, and that speaks to me. If I only knew. I mean, we know in part. Someday we'll know in full. But as we continue to know more, to seek more, to get closer to God, it's not, you know, the wisdom that builds up and doesn't mean anything, but it's the wisdom that's in here that we don't even comprehend. But when we have it in here, then it can speak to us. And we don't have to know what it speaks. We don't have to have the understanding of it. It's like praying in tongues. I don't have the understanding of it. Once in a while, I'll be praying and I'll have a thought and I'll think, now, is that interpretation or is that just me thinking, you know? So I let God sort that out. But I know that when I do that, I'm speaking to God. And it's God speaking to God, so it's speaking better than I can speak. It might be expressing, you know, I love God. I love God. And sometimes I'm praying and I say, I love God. And I think, it just doesn't seem to quite, Holy Spirit, say it better. You know? Because... I mean, isn't that interesting? Because we love, you know, and we all recognize that there's a different love than the one that, you know, Taylor Swift says to all of her fans. Maybe she does. I don't know, but it's not the kind of love that we're thinking of. It's not really the kind of love that we want. I mean, it's like I'm just. But there are people that get a little whacked out and she said she loved me, you know. Did you know God said He loved you? Amen. And Jesus said, if you only knew the gift that I have for you, you would ask me and I would give you living water. Lord, give me living water. Lord, give me living water. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven. Fill me till I want no more. You know? Fill me till I want no more. I've had a couple of times where I didn't want any more, but I didn't think I could hold any more. You know? But what a way to die. That would be all right. You know? And that is a good way to die to self. You know? Fill me till myself gives up. I mean, we need that because sometimes self doesn't give up easy. Yeah. Self can rationalize. Self can justify. Self can whine, you know. I was thinking about, you know, when you read about the kings, you know, and you read about how they just get a message that says don't worship other gods, and so they go build some Asherah poles and make some golden calves and just mock God, you know, sinning intentionally. I think, you know, I don't recollect, you know, there's things I don't remember, but I don't think that I never have. I know I've never had say, God, I don't care what you want. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, I mean, that's what they were doing. I've sinned. Everybody's sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it's awful when they just absolutely intentionally say, I don't care what you say. You know, I'm going to do it anyway. No, I never was that bold. I never was, even though I didn't. Thank God I never was. I know I could repent, but I'm glad I didn't have to repent for that. You know, I got a whole stack to repent of, but didn't have to. Hallelujah! I did good in that one spot beforehand. You know, Psalm 29, verse 10 and 11 says, "The Lord," in the New King James, says, "The Lord sat enthroned on the flood." In the New Living Translation, it says that the Lord rules over the flood. Rules over it. He ruled over that flood, and when he got done with that first flood, he said, I'm not going to flood again. I ain't going to do it again. You know, everything began with Adam, but they were down to two and his sons and their wives on that boat. So in how many ever years it was since God told them to be fruitful and multiply, how many ever years it was from that until the end of the flood, things hadn't increased a lot. And then, I don't profess to comprehend all the ways that things multiplied. I had some gals last Sunday that said, so there were only two, and then it got all that, and it, you know, and they had a lot of wives. How does that work? I said, it worked. It worked. It changed. Thank God. You know? I mean, it worked. God gets done what God promises he'll get done. And I don't have to figure it out. I just say it worked. With God, it works. And I think that the new and better covenant, I think the change with Jesus changed a lot of stuff. You know? But he ruled or sits enthroned over the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. 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 Doesn't take a day off. He sits as king forever. He was, he is, he's coming again. He has not changed. God said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Simple. Just simple. I love that answer. It worked. He works. He reigns. That's like a master's course in theology. If we get that down pat, we're going to be good. We'll be fine. And then the Lord will give strength to his people. And the Lord will bless his people with peace. He will bless his people with peace. You know, we have everything that we need all the time to turn things around. As I said in the devotional, you know, the prompts in my Bible app just spur my mind sometimes. Like I don't want to be done. But then there was one this morning that said, share your concerns with God. And it just occurred to me that my concerns, I prefer to just get anticipating what God's going to do. You see, I can voice them, that's fine. But I can also just say, Lord, you know. Because God's given me everything I need to turn it around, to turn it into a, you know, gloom and misery and despair on me, or here comes God with a victory. Amen. You know, we have what we need to turn things around. We know that. We just don't think about that. But we have everything that we need to just turn it around. To turn it into to thankfulness, to turn it into just absolute, we can just get giddy thinking about how God's going to handle something if we will. You know, we got everything we need to do that. Because whatever it is, God rules over it. Things flood into our lives. God rules over it. You know, God has to rule over them or floods wouldn't dissipate. The seas, he set them up, they can't come beyond a point that he says. And even if they tsunami up onto the beach, they're going back to where God said. And it's awful and it's terrible when floods come, but restoration is pretty sweet. You know? Because he said, I'm the Lord, I'll restore. If we're confused and we think God sends a flood, God sends a tsunami, God's out to get us, then how do we pray? God, why'd you do this? I don't like to think that he did it, okay? That he does things. Because I'm confident that if he does things, I'd have got squashed like a bug. And I would not be here. I like being here. I'm thankful for all of you. I walked into the church this morning. When I walked in, I just had this thought of how thankful I am for you folks. You know? I just am.
Well,
God is good, you know? He's just good. You know, okay, I'm going to... Back a bit ago, I was thinking, because God had told me, he said, I'm increasing your understanding and your power. Now you could go, whoa, I must not have any understanding, or you could go, okay. You know? And your power, okay, I'm not back exactly sure how that works, you know? And so a few days later, you know, I just asked him, I said, Lord, why now? You know? Why not 40 years ago? But the truth is that he's been doing it all along. He told me, he said, you wouldn't have been able to get done what I wanted you to get done if I'd have done it then. Because, he said, if I'd have done it then, you wouldn't have been able to stay here. You would have been lured away. You would have been other places. You'd have been other places constantly. And I wanted you here. Okay. There's more, but that, you know, that was the gist of it. It just made perfect sense when he was telling me. You wouldn't have got done what I wanted you to get done if I'd have done that. You know, we passed that test pretty early on. We were still at the auditorium when a ministry wanted us to come to Florida. And if he wouldn't have sealed it with how much money he would pay, I'd have been praying about it, because he had a word from the Lord that I was supposed to come. But the Lord don't bribe you. This is where I am. You're stuck with me. Some days you're happy about that. Sometimes you might not be. Sometimes we are in a great place. We just aren't settled on how great it is. You know, when we're in a situation, because we have to turn it around. You know, we gotta turn it around. Sometimes it's like looking at a globe or something. Sometimes you gotta look at it from different angles. You know, Vicky spotted a little scratch on her refrigerator, and that's just not right. But you know, most of the time you can't see it, even when you know where it is. But you can get up there so you can see it if you want to, you know. You can. I thought, why would I want to check and make sure it's still there? But you know, sometimes that's what happens. And instead of turning things around, we really look at what's wrong. Then we're trying to figure out how we can fix it. And hopefully, after a period of time, we'll decide, wait a second, I'm not the fixer. God is. Cast your cares upon God. That turns it around. You know? He gives us, he rules the flood, so when the flood comes, you know, just back away until it stops, and then follow it back in. You know? Little kids at a beach, adults at a beach, you know, they'll stand there and the water will come and they run back, and maybe sometimes the water hits them a little bit. Sometimes the water can knock them right down, you know. But the water goes back. You know, you don't have to run in to the water. The Lord rules over the floods. He can do great things. The Lord is good. To us, that's not just, oh yeah, the Lord is good. That's a reminder, yeah, the Lord is good. You know, he just is. It's good to consider what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. It's good to consider it. If we're going to look back, let's look at what the Lord has done and build on that. Yeah. Because the Lord is building Jerusalem, binding up their wounds, healing broken hearts. I have a friend that sends out emails, and he's pretty well convinced that we are the new Jerusalem. Well, I don't mind that, you know. I mean, we are kind of, sort of. We were grafted in. And as much as I agree, I look and I say, honestly, I mean, when you think about it, okay? Like, they are openly and blatantly rejecting Jesus. And God puts a hedge around them. But you know, until we were born again, we were too. We didn't know the gift that he had for us. We didn't know. And must not have been that interested until we were interested. I mean, some people really want God to do something for them. And or they pray and they pray and they pray and they pray for that one thing. And they've spent so much time praying and asking and seeking and knocking, by the time it comes, they forget to thank him for it. You know? What is a proper thank you to the Lord? You see, there's a perfect one, but proper varies between people. But here's a perfect one. I lift my hands up unto your name. You know? Some people have an aversion to to lifting up holy hands in his holy place. But the Bible talks about it all the time. I'm one of those, I'm willing to try anything. You know? If it says it in the Bible, well, I mean, within reason, there's some like, I'm not going to go run a spear through. You know. Although if that happened a few times, I think it would change a lot of people's attitudes. I'm funning, God, I'm funning, yeah. You know, but hey, you know, aren't there times when you just think, this is the time, Lord, you know? You think about the kings who were eaten up by worms at the podium. You ever think about that, like when there's a press conference with, you know? Wouldn't that be cool? That's not the right way to think, but I think it would, of course, you know, the media, they wouldn't tell what really happened. They would be busy scrambling to keep the cameras off as the worms were. Okay. Because, you know, they don't want people to know the truth because the truth will make them free. But if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. That is such a full passage of scripture. It's just... You know, the people in underground churches could preach that verse for 5 years. Because the truth will make you free. The truth that God has given us the ability, the power, the wherewithal to turn things around is powerful. We can turn it around. I mean, like, I'm going to continue to age. Sorry, honey, it's just a fact. I'm going to continue to age. You know? I just am, you know. That is happening. I look at it and I think it's happening. But that doesn't mean that I can't be fit. Doesn't mean, you know, that I can't. I'm not going to give up, you know. But I'm never going to be 30 again. I'm not. Well, I don't know. Heaven might be different. You might be able to name your age, you know. Right. I don't know what it's going to be like. But I know this. I know that God has given us everything that we need to turn anything around that needs to be turned around. To just turn it around. The enemy will come at you from 7 directions and flee in 25, you know? Things may mount up and try to push you down and try to hold you underwater, but they're going to fly. They are gone. That's a promise of God. That turns it around. You know? When Elijah. Anyway, when the prophet was praying and his servant came to tell him, "We in trouble." He said, "Lord, show him the truth." And he went right back to praying. And he saw that there was a lot more enemy surrounded by a lot more of God's servants, and the enemy was going down. Oh, now I see what you mean. Oh, I get it now. That's what time with God you get I get it moments. And you also get you got this moments. You've got this, Lord. You've got this, Lord. Now, don't move from "you've got this, Lord," to "but I don't see how you're going to do it." Just leave it at "you've got this, Lord." And you don't have to throw in quickly. But you can. He doesn't care. But the thing is it's gone when you turn it around. Have you ever changed your mind? No. Have you ever like just walked away from a conversation? Keep walking. Circle back around maybe, but keep walking. You see, that's the thing. That turns things around. Sometimes just a simple, okay, and a walk away turns it around. You have everything that you need to just turn it around. Sometimes you'll see a football game, basketball game, some game. First half is over and one team didn't even show up, it seems like. And then the coach comes in to try to turn that around. To turn that around. And sometimes that's just what happens. Super Bowls, they've gone into the locker room at halftime with one team just way up, and the people that are way up are scared to death because I don't know if this can keep going. You know? And the people that are way up in the locker room, they aren't worried, man, they've got it. But something turns in that locker room and the other team comes out and they sometimes just flat win the game. Haven't you ever listened to the announcers as they turn on one team that they were, these guys are just great, this is just great, and then all of a sudden they turn on them? I don't know what they're thinking, you know? Where were you? You understand what I'm saying? So we have what we need to turn things around. If my wife and I are going to think about fighting, we need to turn things around. If we don't set a guard over our mouths, we need to turn things around. And we've got what we need to do that. You know? But sometimes we don't do that. There's room for improvement, right? There's room for improvement. But improvement comes from determination. To be determined, you know, to turn things around. Sometimes the thing we need to turn around is us, our attitudes. But we also need to turn around those things that come against it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's what God said. So we can just turn around. And I don't care what it looks like. I'm winning. You know? Just turn it around. I begin to say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. I'm a winner. Ron Canole has a song that says, Jesus is the winner man. The winner man, the winner man. Jesus is the winner man all the time. You know, for quite a few times of hearing that, I really did. I thought he said, Jesus is the winner man. And I thought, you know, Oscar Mayer? You know, but it's like, wow, that's a kind of a kid's song, but that don't make any sense. Well, it makes sense if you turn it around and see what it really says. You know? What is God saying? What is God saying? God is saying that we've been made more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. Thanks be to God, who Christ Jesus, who leads us into victory. He isn't leading us into defeat. He's not leading you into a trap. He's not leading you into problems to make you better. No, he is not. Not, no way. And until he tells me, Roger, you've had that wrong all these years, I'm standing on that. And I'm brave enough to say to him after I say things like that, okay, Lord, we're still okay on that, right? You know? Man, if he wanted to destroy you, poof. That's just it. If he wanted to hurt you, you couldn't take the hurt that he could put on you. All the hurt that he could have put on you, he put on Jesus all at once. Yeah. He was forsaken, so you'd never have to be. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He's mighty. He's not confused. He hasn't changed. He's working on it. He's working on it. I don't care what it is. He's working on it. If it's not good, it's not God. And he's preparing the way so that when you have a concern, you can immediately turn that and say, oh, wait a second. You knew about this long before it ever happened. You've got this figured out. You know, I don't need to waste my time worrying when I can be warring. Whining when I can be praising. You know, you got this. You can handle it. A little kid, maybe one of the little grandkids might come if Vicky's making breakfast and they ask if they need any help, and she doesn't really need any help. But you know which way she's going to go with that. Get a chair, stand up here with Grandma, I'll show you. I'll hear about it for a year afterwards. Wasn't that just the cutest thing? Yes, it was, honey. Yes, it was. Isn't that just a wonderful thing when God does things? When God has blessed you and rescued you and restored you and renewed you and refreshed you. When he says, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. We don't say, yeah, nah, I know. You know? Breathe in and receive the peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Ha ha! Praise the Lord! Yeah! Praise the Lord! Yeah. Yeah. I don't need to go on. You'll know what I'm talking about. Just remember, we have everything we need to turn it around. Turn it on the enemy. Yeah. Turn it off, turn it on, turn it around. We got everything we need to turn. Amen? So Lord, we turn this over to you to massage it into us. Oh, it feels good, just like a good massage, Lord. You are. You just are. In everything, Lord, you are. You are more than able, more than willing, more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares to you. Praise you, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. 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 We had a birthday girl this week. Did everybody know that?